CFRU FM 93.3, Sounds of Midnight playing there, and also some other sounds coming to you over the phone, courtesy of Dr. Def. Greetings and good evening to you, sir.
Yes, blessed, brother.
Yes.
Nick Taylor, man. Big things going on this weekend for Nick Taylor. Nicky Dredd, 40 years of radio. You don't know. Here, sir.
Yes, man. Yes, excitement in the land, eh?
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, everybody's talking about it. The buzz is real. I know they're feeling it. The buzz is going well. Guelph is going to be shaking and aching and baking for Saturday. I'm telling you right now.
Oh, man.
That's so it is.
Yeah. So I'm playing right now a tune by Midnight called Love the Life You Live. And you have a story for me about that that goes back, I think, 18 years while you and your analog sound system crew was DJing.
Yeah, well, that tune that played, rest in peace to
Devon. Yes,
Devon Benjamin. You know, I tell you, Midnight was is a group from St. Croix, and Nicky Dredd taught me this artist, because for all the people that's listening right now, before I talk about Midnight, Nicky Dredd was the person that really gave people the abstract aspect of reggae music and dub. And at the time when I was very, very surrounded by dancehall and many of roots rock and culture from the mainland, Jamaica, in comes a thing called Nicky Dredd, who always was able to explore reggae music that came from the other places abroad, from Europe, from the other islands. In this case, it was St. Croix. Midnight is the artist, or the band, rather. And the story behind this is basically, was a day that I used to come into Nicky Dredd's show on the Thursday and come and visit him, and then just kind of say, you know, make a big up to one of my shows that I had. And then one day I heard him playing the song. And when I heard it, I said, what? This is wicked. Now, if you guys know Nicky Dredd, he'll play something like that, and then something like, you know, Pato Bantan, and then some reggae artist from Nigeria, a reggae artist from some desolate island that's in the middle of the ocean.
But it's nice.
You know where to find the reggae music. So, Midnight now, I said, wow, this is a bad tune. This is a bad... And then when I heard the song now, I said, yo, I got to find this. And the unfortunate part about this was that Midnight never put out any vinyls of the LP.
No.
And so I was, it's called, the LP was called Unpolished, which is the track you just played there.
Yeah.
Love the Life You Live. And that album, Unpolished, was only available on CD. We never really got into the Fluent MP3 thing yet. So anyway, I went down to Eglinton and I found a Dredd who had a bootleg white label double LP of the Unpolished album.
Nice, Liz.
I bought it real quick, and then the following weekend we were at a dance, and at this dance now we're at a club called Government, which is it was Down One.
Okay,
and,
yeah.
It was one of the two. I can't remember anyway, but I remember this was a time where the scene has drastically changed. Rap music, hip hop music, R&B, even dancehall was sort of very jiggy, was very, you know, it was really more of a dance thing and whatnot. And we loved that.
Bump of time.
It was morally preferred for the younger crowds at the time.
Right.
Now, moving forward into that, we just said, okay, we want to see how the crowd was going to recept, how it was going to react when we played Midnight this dance. And I remember the DJ that played before me, the promoter said, yeah, man, keep the thing going. And he played some Puff Daddy track that had a dancehall remix to it, and everybody's dancing, and everybody's dancing to this Puff Daddy remix. So now, promoter said, yo, Analog, come in. You're here in 5 minutes. Come in. And I said, all right. Gaddafi says to me now, everybody knows Gaddafi from Analog. Shout out to Gaddafi.
Gaddafi says,
yo, let's switch it on him. I said, yo, what do you say? You want me to play Jungle, or you want me to play, what do you want me to play? And he goes, nah, I ain't no jungle. I want you to play some dub in this. I said, dub? I said, you mad? He says, no, do it. And I looked at again. I looked at the crowd and I said, all right, I'm going to take the chance. And we played the first track we opened our set. It was the track called Love the Life You Live by Midnight. And this was a song that I learned from Nicky Dredd.
True.
So the tune got a big following, and then I followed it with a sizzler. I have the cassette. Anybody wants to get the audio, check on my website. The audio of that dance is actually uploaded, believe it or not.
Yeah, you know what? We got to put that in the Guelph Reggae Archives.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, man, that was different. Many people didn't know who Midnight was that night. That same night, this was in 2001, summer of 2001. No, everybody knew who Sizzler was, but nobody knew who Midnight, the band Midnight, was, and who Von Benjamin was until, you know, years later, until he started to really take notice in the Rasta movement and the real foundation, you know, to the reggae music and stuff like that. So, but you know what? That same night, nobody knew who he was, but everybody felt it. That's all the right. power of reggae.
Yes.
And that's what you're going to feel, that power, this coming Saturday at the E-Bar when you come check out Nikki Dread's 40th.
Yes, and you have the Guelph Reggae and Dancehall power, which you bring into the show that night too, Dr. Def.
Yeah, man. I'm actually going to go back in a time where Nikki Dread had you yourself, when you discovered us, and you basically found your counterpart, if you want to say it like that, back in the 90s when you were doing dances and you said, man, I needed somebody, a partner with that to play the dancehall. So I keep playing my Linville Thompson, my Ferns and Levy's, my Yellow Man and thing there. So I said, yo, I was there. Anybody want to remember this? I'll tell you this right now. We're on CFRU right now. Nikki Dread was the one who found us. And how that worked out, oh man, that's crazy. Before, and then Big John came in and said, yo, Nikki Dread, who are these guys? Analog? Okay, man. Yeah. See you later, man. I'm taking them.